Hello, everybody, and welcome to Sake Revolution. This is America's very first sake podcast. I am, as always, your host, John Puma from the Sake Notes, also the admin over at the Internet Sake Discord, where we get together, talk about sake, drink a lot of sake. It's a fun place. And, on the show, not the Sake Samurai.
And I am your host, Timothy Sullivan. I am a sake samurai. I'm a sake educator, as well as the founder of the Urban Sake website. And every week, John and I will be here tasting and chatting about all things sake and doing our best to make it fun and easy to understand.
That is absolutely right, Tim. I like that fun and easy to understand part the most. And I think that today we're going to really lean in to fun and easy to understand. So it is December, actually, in the interest of full disclosure, and this will be very important later. This will make a lot of sense later. It is currently, as we are recording this, Thursday, December the 2nd.
2021.
2021, yes.
Yeah. So, John, it is December 2nd, and you know what? I am in the holiday mood. I cannot stop thinking about gingerbread.
So wait, it's still really early. You're saying that you went and, like, Thanksgiving happened.
My tree is up. My Christmas tree is up. My wreath is on my door day after Thanksgiving.
Wow. I mean, mine is too, but that really wasn't my call. But you're saying you transitioned immediately. You put down the turkey leg. And picked up the gingerbread immediately.
Yes. And the moment I turned on my TV, wouldn't you know, it was like a Hallmark holiday Christmas movie. So there's no
escaping. They have a channel for that, right? It's all Hallmark Christmas movies every day, all day.
Yes. So I am in the holiday spirit. I am always in the sake spirit. And there is a project that we are taking part in that combines these two wonderful things together, Christmas and sake.
Yes. And I think it's kind of cool. And like, I don't think we've ever done something like this before on the show where we're talking directly about a sake-related product that somebody put together.
Yeah, but you and I talked and this is just too cool to ignore.
People need to know about this.
What are we talking about?
We are talking about Namazake Paul's Sake Advent Calendar.
And we think this is the world's first Sake Advent Calendar.
Yeah, it probably is. But, I mean, if you're out there and you're like, no, somebody else, please let us know. We really need to know about this. We want to be accurate. But we probably do know that this is the first Sake Advent Calendar that we're familiar with. And we've got it. We both have our Sake Advent Calendars. Now, you might be wondering to yourself, well, okay, an Advent Calendar is a thing, and you each day you pop it open, you take the thing out, and you eat it, or it's a toy or something like that. How do you do that with sake? You can't put, 24 sake bottles into a box. And I mean, you could, I guess, but it would just be really cost prohibitive. In this case, it is mostly sake 1 cups. And that's how you get around the whole bottles problem.
Okay, John. For our listeners, we have to describe what this sake advent calendar looks like. So it is a large, heavy, rectangular box.
Liquids are heavy, guys.
Yes. And as you said, it's almost all sake 1 cups in there. Mm-hmm. And we did an episode on 1 cups, didn't we?
We did do an episode on 1 cups. It was a fun episode that we did. And I think in the episode, we kind of talked about how we really aren't that many 1 cups in the United States, or at least definitely not compared to Japan. And I feel like Paul probably gathered like every 1 cup available to make this happen, because there's a lot of them.
If you want to go listen to our 1 cup episode, that can get you up to speed on 1 cups. But this advent calendar has 23 1 cups and one larger bottle for the 24th.
Right. Well,
ingenious. I guess
it's 22 1 cups is also the little juice box.
Oh, yes. We're going to get into all of this.
Yeah, yeah. But I think first we'll go into a little more detail on who is Namazake Paul and why should we care that he made an advent calendar about sake. Well, no, you should care about Namazake Paul because he made an advent calendar for sake. But in addition to that, he is a sake retailer, an online retailer. And, you know, he sells sake through the magic of the internet to your door. And based on the name, he is a big proponent of Nama as well. Mm-hmm. But in this particular case, he's doing this thing with the one cups.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen his site before, just Google Namazake Paul. That's with a Z. And you'll find an easy to navigate website full of sake you can order. And he ships to many U.S. states in our union. And a great website to know about for getting sake shipped to you. And we could not resist when we saw this offer for, admittedly, this is a beta version of what hopefully will become a yearly tradition, which is the beta version of the Namazake Paul Advent calendar. Sake Advent calendar.
Yes, yes.
If you'd like to get a link to Namazake Paul's website, of course, just visit our show notes at sakerevolution.com and we'll have all the information there.
Yeah. And also like pictures, because I mean, we're describing this thing, but it's, you definitely need to see what this looks like. And see this nice box of cups that you get to have a little one cup every day for all of December.
Now, John, it is not just a rectangular box filled with cups. There is a very important calendar aspect to this box as well.
Yes.
Which we have to talk about.
Yes.
So when you open the box, on top is a custom drawn cartoon graphic mm-hmm. with a Christmas scene. Mm-hmm. This is an original artwork done by Kaya Swanson that I am assuming Namazake Paul commissioned. And it has perforated sections that you can pull out and then pull your one cup out. And it has 24 sections. And let's describe the scene on this graphic a little bit.
It is adorable little anthropomorphized animals enjoying sake. Is that and winter events. So they're trimming trees, they're ice skating, and they're drinking sake. Little reindeer, little bears.
Yes. So
they're having a great time.
They're very cute. There's a fox in there. There's a kitten that sledding down the hill. Mm-hmm. And there is sake literally everywhere in this animal village. I want to move here.
Is it for the animals or for the sake?
Oh, well, look at those barrels. The barrels say Namazake on them.
Exactly.
There's a Christmas tree. There's a little village in the background and mountains in the background. And to see this super cute image, visit our show notes. And my favorite thing, John, is right in the center, there is a seal and a polar bear that are sitting around a fire warming sake in a carafe.
Yeah, the seal looks very happy and the polar bear looks a little impatient. He wants that sake now. But it's adorable. Yeah, so this thing is really, really nicely done and adds a little bit to the fun, I think.
Yes, it is absolutely adorable. And it lays over the top of the, so when you open the box, it's right up covering all the bottles and you can perforate each section and pull it out. I just lifted the whole graphic off because I do not want to rip the graphic. It's too cute. I'm going to save it, of course. So underneath, you can see all the bottles. And of course, the way the advent calendars work, you're supposed to open the door and then you have a little surprise, something to enjoy for that day of the 24 days of Advent, moving up to Christmas.
Exactly, exactly. And you know, I think having a nice little cup of sake every day throughout December is going to be a lot of fun.
It sure is. Now, this is the first time Paul is doing this. Mm-hmm. And what are your thoughts? What do you think?
I think it's a really funny idea. And I think it's when he said he was going to do that, I was like, well, I'm in. You can't not get a sake advent calendar and still call yourself a sake nerd. And I, every week I do call myself a sake nerd. So I felt like I needed to ensure that I maintain my title and my status.
Well, on the website where he was selling this, and unfortunately, folks, it's not for sale right now because the season has already started, but we just wanted to describe this advent calendar and get everyone in line for next year.
Yeah.
He does say in the description, it's the perfect gift for the sake geek, friend wanting to get into sake, or frankly, treat yourself. I like that.
Hmm.
So you are the sake geek.
Yeah. Now, I am. Now, at the top of the show, I did mention that this is December the 2nd, and the advent calendar starts on December the 1st. So Tim and I have a little bit of catching up to do. So we're going to be tasting 2 cups out of the advent calendar today. Right, Tim?
That is right. And, you know, we couldn't record yesterday for scheduling reasons. So we have 2 cups to enjoy today to get all caught up with our little windows. And why don't we go ahead and introduce the 2 sakes that we pulled out of this advent calendar?
Let me kick that off. I grabbed the Akishika Bambi Cup. It's a Junmai, 14.5% alcohol, has a sake meter value of +5. Sake meter value is that measure of your dry to your sweet. And this is a 1 cup, so I'm not shocked to see it's +5, so a little bit on the drier side. This is from Osaka Prefecture. The rice is Yamanashiki, and the polishing rate is 70%. Tim, what did you grab?
Lucky cup that I pulled out for day number 2 is going to be the Umenishiki Junmai Daiginjo. This is called the Daiginjo Cup, and it's very petite. This is a 130 milliliter size cup. Normally it's 180, so it's a little bit petite, but it is a super premium sake in there. This again is a Junmai Daiginjo. The brewery is Umenishiki Brewery from Ehime Prefecture. This is 16% alcohol, SMV +3. The acidity is 1.3, and the Yamada Nishiki rice is polished down to 40% remaining.
So let's open up this Akishika first. Now, I'm familiar with this cup. I've had it in the past. I'm a big fan of it. I love the cup itself. I'm always a big fan of when sake 1 cups print or paint directly on the cup itself, so you can keep the cup and reuse it as a water glass or, you know, a sake cup for your own home. And so having these that will survive in the dishwasher and look great is always a lot of fun.
Yeah, this kind of ink printing onto the glass is really awesome and very collectible. Just the paper label is a little bit sad because that comes off, but this printing right on the glass is so cool. And we have the Bambis prancing around with fall leaves blowing in the breeze. And this is a pull tab style, isn't it?
It is. So why don't we go ahead and give that a pull?
Ooh, there it goes.
It's always a little, they get a little splashy when you're getting that last bit of the tab off.
You need a very steady hand to open a 1 cup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the best part is, well, not the best part, but we're sorry there's no pouring sound this week because it's already in the cup.
We skipped that step.
Okay, what do you smell?
It's a little ricey.
Yeah, it's ricey. Yeah,
very nice. That steamed rice that we like to talk about.
Hmm.
Maybe a little, what do you like to call that? The mochi rice when it's a little bit sweet?
Mochi rice, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of sweetness, and I also smell a little something creamy, maybe a little bit of a yogurt smell.
Something vaguely lactic.
Lactic.
I can't quite put my finger on it, though. As far as I can tell, though, we didn't talk about the color. It is slightly, very, very, very slightly yellowed.
Yeah, there's a tinge of that
very, very,
straw
very,
color.
Very, very slightly, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Let's give it a taste. It's smooth.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's a really...
This is not fancy. Nope. This is not fussy, but it's smooth not fancy, and easy not drinking.
Fussy. I like that.
Yeah. It's smooth and easy drinking, and yeah. Mm.
That is really, really nice. Smooth is probably the best way to describe it, I think. Mm. I think you nailed it with that. You know, it's just nice and easy drinking. Like, this is a style that I'm very much into. So this is nice.
Yeah.
And that this is a one cup June Mai at 70%. Usually I'll get this, like, this level of smoothness and roundness from that kind of sake. So this is a little bit surprising. Maybe lowering the alcohol percentage down to that 14.5 helps round it a little bit more.
Yeah. The other thing that's standing out to me about this Akishika Bambi cup is that the finish is really dry.
Yes.
It's a little bit bracing on the finish. And that's really refreshing and nice and dry. And this makes me think of wanting to eat greasy, deep-fried izakaya food and slam my Bambi cup on the table and, you know, just down it.
Don't do that to Bambi.
No Bambis were harmed in the making of this episode.
And as far as we're aware, in the making of the advent calendar. Yeah.
And, you know, there's another feature about the Bambi cup that I really like. Mm-hmm. Mine comes with a plastic lid.
Yes.
So over the foil that you peel off, there's a plastic lid. And this allows you to reseal the cup in the very unlikely case that you don't finish all the sake in one sitting. You can put this plastic seal on the top and it keeps it sealed. And if you reuse the cup for another purpose, it's a great little top to keep things in. You can put it in the fridge and keep jam or whatever you want in here. And it's I just love this little top that comes with it too.
Yeah. Now the top isn't quite watertight. I wouldn't go turn it upside down with your sake inside, but it will. What? No. All right. So you guys can't see this, but Tim is showing me up right now by turning his cup upside down with the lid on. I always felt these lids were way too flimsy for this, but he is proving me wrong. He's showing me.
It is watertight.
Or maybe, you know, maybe it's because, you know, he's showing me the power of the sake samurai. When he flips the cup upside down, it doesn't come out just based on his title alone.
Well, I wouldn't shake it violently, but it is pretty watertight and secure.
Wow. I'm doing this now as well, and I am so shocked. They never felt that tight to me. So this is really surprising.
Yep. All right. Well, Bambi is fabulous.
Yeah, Bambi is fabulous, and I've learned something.
Yeah, so I think Advent is off to a wonderful start, and this is a great, very auspicious first sake to pull out of the Advent calendar.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So we've got December 1st in the books.
Yes, December 1st. Shall we move on to
December 2nd.
Day 2 of our Advent calendar? Yes. All right. So again, we are going to be opening the Umenishiki Junmai Daiginjo milled to 40%. And this is a small little cup. It has a gold sticker on the front. And the glass has a dimpled texture all over it.
Yes.
And a little bit of a narrow neck. So this is another, like, collectible little glass jar, I think.
Yeah. And you can definitely reuse this. It's very nice. It is definitely striking when you look at it. You're not going to forget it. It's unusual looking.
All right. Let's open it up.
Let's. All right.
All right. No spills.
No spills. We're 2 for 2.
Oh, wow.
I will say right off the bat, this one is lacking the plastic replaceable lid of the Akishika. So you are expected to finish this one.
I think we can do that.
Okay. You think so? All right. Good.
All right, let's give it a smell.
All right.
Mmm. Mm. Smells fruity.
It does.
So the shape of this cup is not like circular, standard one cup. This is narrow at the neck, and then it kind of flares out. So it allows the aroma to come out of the cup a little bit more readily, I think. Mm-hmm. And the smell is fruity, some melon, a little bit of rice too, but...
Mm-hmm. You're definitely getting that rice and a little bit of melon. Nice, very pleasant.
Yeah, all right. So both of our sakes use Yamada Nishiki rice. But as we said before, the polishing rates are really different. So let's see how this polishing affects the taste. Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is a wildly different experience.
Yes. Yeah, the flavor is definitely more complex and kind of soft acidity. There's more of a crispness and dry, overt dryness to the Bambi cup. Mm-hmm. This one's a little softer and rounder. And I don't get as much fruit on the palate as I did on the aroma. What do you think?
I agree. There is much more, that rice that we mentioned in the nose is much more prominent in the flavor, but it's a really like, it's really being showcased well. I feel like the, you know, well, the Bambi cup was a little bit lighter and that dryness made it kind of fall off very quickly when you're done, that dry, crisp finish. This is a little bit more linger to it.
Hmm. I feel this one also has a nice body to it. Like this Junmai Daiginjo has a very round texture. Mm-hmm. It kind of coats my mouth a little bit, coats my palate. And it's not, again, that typical Junmai Daiginjo that's like super fruity and just ultra silky. It's more round and a little bit more plush in texture.
Yes. It is definitely, it tastes bigger in a way, you know what I mean? Rather than, it's not, the Akashica is thin and light, and this has a more presence, more body.
Yes, yes.
Probably more depth, I would say.
Yeah, and they're not being afraid here to let a little bit of that rice flavor come through, which again is not that common in Junmai Daiginjos, but I think it works really well here.
It definitely does. As somebody who occasionally finds a ricey palate on sake to be, occasionally can be a little bit of a turnoff if it's too ricey. They're really going aggressive here, but I'm still like, I'm with them. I get it. And I'm really enjoying it. It's a different take. And again, we don't get that out of, as you pointed out, we don't get that out of a lot of Junmai Daiginjos. It's usually something that you get in a Junmai.
Yeah. And I think we also have to mention, John, that getting a Junmai Daiginjo milled to 40% in a one cup experience is pretty rare.
It's not something you usually get, no.
Yeah. There are some premium sakes in one cups or single servings for sure. But this is not something, we have to be clear, this is not something that every brewery is going to do with their Junmai Daiginjos. I've actually asked brewers before, you know, 10 years ago, I was a huge one cup fan, like super fan. Mm-hmm. And I asked brewers when I would visit different breweries, you know, I am a huge fan of one cups. Would you ever sell your more premium sakes in that format? And the majority of brewers said, absolutely not.
Really?
And I asked them why. Why not? And they said, well, one cups are generally clear glass and they are exposed to the light much more than other types of bottles or other colors of bottles. So there's a risk that the sake could be poorly treated, too much light exposure, and we don't want to risk that with our super premium sake. So I do have to say, regarding the light, Umenishiki has a great compromise here, and they include a small box that encases the one cup to protect it from the light damage. So they are addressing that concern, and they're going with the Daiginjo cup, which I think is really, really fun. So kudos to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm glad that they did that. I'm glad we got it. I'm glad we got to taste it. Because it is tasty. It's really nice. It's not your, like I said, like we said earlier, it's not your average Junmai Daiginjo. You're definitely having a little fun with it. giving us a different look at that style. And it works. It totally works.
Yeah. So we had two great sakes. Should we peel back the cover and get a sneak peek of some other sakes?
We can.
Not to try, but just to see what type of bottles are in there.
Oh, so we're not going to just drink right now? We're going to... All right.
Back to work, you.
All right. Okay. So...
Let's pull out one or two interesting cups and see what we get.
Doing it. Okay. I pulled out the Nishinoseki Doruma Cup Tokubetsu Junmai. This is another winning cup design with just these like really nice artwork of the Japanese Darumas on it.
Yeah. So what are Darumas, John?
You know, I'm not sure.
They're like Buddhist Weeble Wobbles, I think.
They definitely look like Weeble Wobbles.
If you're of a certain age, you know what Weeble Wobbles are. And they're basically, this is not the whole story, but I think it was a Buddhist monk who prayed so long and meditated so intently that his arms and legs fell off.
Wow.
And yeah. So it's a symbol of dedication to a task. And the darumas are used if you want to have a goal in your life. You put a daruma on your desk and you fill in one eye when you start your goal and you color in the other eye when you complete the goal.
Mm.
So that's, in a nutshell, that's what darumas are. And on the cup that John picked, they're decorated all around the cup with fanciful daruma figures.
So that was my little education for the day. Got to learn a little bit about darumas. What cup did you pull out?
I didn't pull out a cup at all. I pulled out a juice box.
Oh, you did. So
this is the Nihon Sakari Onikoroshi Shibori Tate. This is a Namachozo Futsushu. And this is from Hyogo, Japan. Nihon Sakari is a very, very large brewery. They make many styles of sake. And this is a juice box. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. It is a juice box and it has a straw on the back, as you would expect.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little foil spot on the top to stick the straw through. And you all know what I'm talking about. And this juice box is filled with Futsushu Namachozo.
That's awesome.
And it's got a cute graphic label with some of the oni, the ogres on the front, and lots of Japanese writing. So really interesting. I'm super excited. Sometime in December to drink this special juice box.
Excellent. That sounds great. That's really cool. And again, this whole idea, I just love this concept of having a variety of different sakes to taste every day. That is, you know, when you're at home and you're buying bottles of sake, you don't really get to, unless you're buying a ton of different bottles, you don't get to have a lot of variety.
Yeah.
And one cups give you a variety.
They sure do.
Yeah.
And this goes perfectly with my New Year's resolution. I'm coming in strong with my New Year's resolution, which is to drink sake outside of my comfort zone.
Uh-huh.
And I can see with a quick scan here that there's some sakes in here that I may not purchase on my own. But now that I've got them, I'm going to drink them, try them, and revisit them and see how my palate's changing and what I think of them. So I'm super excited for that.
That sounds great, Tim. And that was an excellent point about this being a great way to finish out your New Year's resolution, your sake revolution resolution. Nope. Your sake revolution resolution. I had it right.
Yes. So one more shout out to Namazake Paul. You can go to namazakepaul.com. That's with a Z. And the advent calendar is not for sale right now, but check out his other listings, order some sake from Paul, and this time next year, you can have your own sake advent calendar.
Yeah.
This was fun. Did you enjoy tasting the cups together?
Yeah, it was fun and educational. I got to learn that these cups, when you put the plastic cap back on them, can actually be turned upside down. And I now know what a daruma is.
All right. Mission accomplished yes. For today. All right. Well, John, great to taste with you. And special thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. We really do hope that you're enjoying our show. Now, if you would like to show your support for Sake Revolution, The best way to do that is to join our community on Patreon. We are a listener-supported show, and we want to thank our Patreon supporters for being with us in 2021, and we look forward to a great year next year.
Yes, and you know another great way to support us, Tim?
What's that?
A brand new way.
Yes.
Yes, you can buy Sake Revolution t-shirts for the sake fan, the sake nerd in your life. And you can get those over at sakerevolution.com/shop. Currently, it's just the one design, but there'll be more to come, I'm sure.
It's a lonely t-shirt right now, it's there. Right. And it's cool, and it's awesome.
Right. It's a perfect stocking stuffer, I've been told.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And we have actually searched long and hard and gone through quite a few samples from different vendors until we actually settled on one that we were happy with. So I'm glad that we were able to get this going, get this the way we wanted it. So I'm really happy that we get to announce that today.
Yeah.
Just in time for the holidays. Quality merch.
Yes, just in time.
There's even a third way to support us, and that is to leave us a review on your podcast platform of choice. Subscribe, tell your friends, tell them where they can get t-shirts, tell them about our Patreon, that we can get at patreon.com/sakerevolution. Just get the word out.
And as always, if you would like to learn more about any of the topics, any of the sakes, or any of the advent calendars we talked about in today's episode, be sure to visit our website, sakerevolution.com, for all the detailed show notes.
And if you have sake questions that you need answered, we want to hear from you. Reach out to us over at feedback@sakerevolution.com. So, until next time, please remember to keep drinking sake. Tim, raise either one of your cups. And
kanpai! Ho, 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 ho.